Let's shift to the AI stories, because there are several today, and they paint a genuinely interesting picture of where we are in mid-2026. The top story in this cluster by score is James O'Baron's Guide to Running State-of-the-Art Language Models Locally. It scored 356 points with 157 comments, making it one of the most engaged threads of the day.
The guide is comprehensive and practical, and what makes it timely is the context it sits within. Consumer and prosumer hardware has crossed a threshold where running genuinely capable models, not toy models, not two-year-old also-rans, but models competitive with cloud APIs, is now within reach of technically sophisticated individuals. O'Byrne's guide covers hardware selection, quantization formats, inference runtimes, and practical workflows. It's the kind of resource that gets bookmarked and reshared for years.
And the timing matters, because the second AI story today, the one from Wafer AI about GLM52 running on AMD hardware, makes the hardware economics concrete. The post is titled, "Performance per Dollar is Getting Faster and Cheaper," and it scored 263 points. The core argument is that the cost per token for local inference has dropped dramatically over the past 18 months, and that AMD's MI300X series has genuinely closed the gap with NVIDIA's H100 in certain inference workloads.
This is worth dwelling on from a market structure perspective. NVIDIA has dominated AI accelerator supply since 2023, and their margins have reflected that dominance. AMD has been the perpetual, almost, competitor. But the community discussion in the comments suggests that for inference specifically, as opposed to training, AMD's cost per performance ratio is now compelling enough that serious practitioners are making the switch. One commenter who runs a mid-sized inference cluster estimated they'd cut their costs by 40% by moving from H100 to MI300X for serving workloads.
The business story there is fascinating. Training is still largely an NVIDIA world, but inference is the volume workload. Every query, every API call, every user interaction runs on inference hardware. If AMD can capture inference market share, the revenue opportunity is enormous, because inference spending will ultimately dwarf training spending at scale.
Then there's Leanstral 1.5 from Mistral AI, which scored 254 points with 75 comments. The announcement is titled "Proof Abundance for All," and it's specifically a model designed for formal mathematical reasoning, generating proofs in the Lean Theorem Prover. This is a niche but consequential development. Lean is used by mathematicians and software verification researchers to write proofs that are machine-checkable, eliminating whole categories of human error.
What proof abundance means in practice is that the model can generate large numbers of candidate proofs for a given theorem, which you can then automatically verify and select from. It's not about the model being infallible. It's about making proof search tractable by flooding the search space with plausible candidates. Mathematicians who work in formal verification have been excited about this direction for several years, and Mistral apparently has made a significant step.
The HN thread had several people with formal verification backgrounds who were cautiously optimistic. The caveat they raised is that generating syntactically valid lean proofs is much easier than generating proofs that are semantically interesting or that humans can learn from. A proof that a machine generates and a machine checks might be correct without being illuminating. That tension between correctness and understanding is a live research question.
And then there's the agentic coding piece from Dan Liu, filed from the Galapagos Islands of all places, which scored 105 points. Liu is one of the more rigorous technical writers on the internet, and his notes on agentic coding loops are characteristically careful. His observation is that agentic coding systems, where an AI operates in a loop, writing code, running it, observing output, and iterating, are genuinely useful, but introduce failure modes that don't exist in single-shot generation. The agent can get stuck in local optima, confidently pursuing a wrong approach because each individual step looks reasonable.
That's a subtle and important point. Single-shot code generation fails visibly and immediately. You run it, it breaks, you know something is wrong. Agentic loops can run for minutes or hours, making progress that looks real, before the fundamental flaw in the approach becomes apparent. The debugging burden is qualitatively different.
Also directly connected to AI today is the Epoch AI data insight about CVE severity spiking around the release of Claude Mythos Preview. This one scored 113 points and generated 39 comments, and it's the kind of finding that's either deeply significant or a correlation that needs careful scrutiny. The claim is that reports of serious security vulnerabilities increased around the time of a major AI model release.
The HN commenters were appropriately skeptical about causality. One hypothesis is that security researchers use new AI tools to find vulnerabilities faster, so you'd expect a surge in discoveries after any capable model release. Another hypothesis is that there's a publication timing effect. Researchers who've been sitting on findings choose to publish during periods of high attention. A third, more concerning hypothesis is that AI capabilities are being used to discover and potentially exploit vulnerabilities faster than defenders can patch them.
The last hypothesis is the one that security professionals have been warning about for 3 years. And if that's what's happening, the implications for the security ecosystem are serious in ways that go beyond any single CVE.